Storytel presents Winter Storm by Margit Sandemo, part 10 in the Legend of the Ice People series, narrated by me, Mianna Buring. Once upon a time, many centuries ago, Tengel the Evil went into the wilderness because he wanted to sell his soul to the devil. He became the ancestor of the Ice People. Tengel had been promised power and wealth on condition that one of his descendants in every generation would serve the devil and do evil deeds. These descendants would be easy to recognize because of their yellow cat's eyes and magical powers. And one day a person with the greatest supernatural powers ever would be born. The curse would not be lifted until the spot was found where Tengel had buried the pot which he had used to prepare the magic brew which would summon the devil. This is what the legend says, only nobody knows whether it is true. But in the 16th century, a cursed child of the Ice People was born. He tried to turn evil into good, which was why they called him Tengel the Good. This legend is about his family, or perhaps it is mostly about the women in his family. Chapter 1. Villemo, Gabriella and Caleb's only child, woke up at daybreak when somebody threw a stone at the window pane. She got out of bed but immediately staggered and had to hold on to the wall. She was used to feeling lightheaded. It was because of the hunger that was eating away inside of her and taxing her strength. Villemo had grown up to become an extremely strong-willed young woman. In 1673, the village was ravaged by a terrible famine, following several years of crop failure. Elistrand, where Villemo lived, was better off than most of the other farms in the parish because the farm had had great resources to draw on. But Villemo was stubborn. She shared what she had with others as much as she could and found a kind of sickening, ascetic joy at torturing herself. It was beginning to show. She was 17 years old with a peculiarly fascinating appearance, but now she was beginning to look emaciated. Her glossy red hair had turned dull, her golden green eyes were hollow, and her complexion had turned sallow. Yet her disposition shone with an inner glow which was quite frightening. It showed in her impatient movements, as if she was holding back something powerful within her, in her impetuous way of talking and in her intense eyes. In her whole demeanour you sense that terrible force, like a volcano filled with pent-up lava. She walked over to the window. Niklas and Irmelin, her cousins, who were 1 year older than her and from Linden Avenue in Grostensholm, were outside. Villemo signalled that she would join them. She got dressed quickly and casually. Villemo wasn't very particular about how she looked. She was clean, and that was enough. Gabriella had often been exasperated by her unruly daughter. The young girl was plagued by her zest for life. There was a yearning in her for something which she knew was hidden in the future, something wonderful which she longed to experience. When others spoke of love, she knew that she didn't have the same conception of it as they did. Love to her was something uncompromising, something where you gave everything of yourself, something that was so entirely all-consuming that you became love itself. She had never experienced it, but she was waiting. She was out in the courtyard. It was cold and the air was nippy. The first autumn nights had come creeping in with thin ice on the puddles of water and frozen blades of grass. "Hi," she said, realizing once again that Niklas had turned into a very charming young man. She found him fascinating with his slanted yellow eyes. "What's the matter? Why are you up and about so early?" "Thieves visited Grostensholm last night," he said. "I'm not surprised. Was it for food?" "That was probably what they hoped to find," Irmelin said, "but they didn't have time to take anything." "What a bunch of fools," Villemo said. "They know your dad shares what he has with all the farms. Did you see who they were?" "They think they were from the Black Forest." "I can well imagine."